Welcome to episode 32 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and it's Thursday. Got another twilight episode tonight. Got this moon out. I'm looking through the trees. I'm outside because it's quieter than my house. And I can see the moon through the clouds. Looking kind of spooky and haunted. Tonight, we're talking about side effects. Not those kind that you read 17 pages about in some drug that helps you with one thing and gives you 17 other problems. But the things that happen accidentally, the things that you weren't expecting, the things that you didn't plan for, but might happen anyway and might not happen. The things that aren't sure that you can't plan for, maybe. You can't plan for side effects. Maybe if you're talking a drug because they've tested it over and over, but that's exactly where I'm going. I'm not talking about testing it over and over. We're talking about doing something and seeing what happens. And again, I'm not talking about building a new car. I don't want to build a new car and see what happens and it crashes or the wheel falls off. Sure, that's great for building products and then improving on them. But when we're talking about Spark and writing a book together with your kids, remember that the writing a book together with your kids, the writing a book part, is sort of the sneaky back door into what I'm really getting at. And the side effects or the benefits, the list is so long that just started from that spark of writing the book. And there's stuff like teaching your kids creativity, showing them what they can do with a blank piece of paper. We're talking about marketing a book. They didn't know what a book was or what marketing was. How do we sell this to fellow students? What are they interested in? Where do they hang out? Where do they buy books? How do they hear about books? None of these things would have happened. None of these thoughts would have crossed their minds other than maybe in a lecture. Of course, you don't have too many lectures when you're 11. But something you might have heard, but now they thought about it for their own good. They thought about it for their own reasons because we worked on a project, because we did it together. We got started, we had a middle, and we finished. Then we had something to sell that brought on a whole other barrage of ideas and thoughts and had their mind go in different directions than they would have had we not started the project. That's why I want to start, and that's why I want to finish. But the part that I'm having trouble getting across is the fact that I'm not interested in the product. And this is why this is not a business. I'm not in a business of people writing books. Unless you want to say this is in a business of people writing bad books. That might work. But the book is the carrot. The book is the stick. The book is not the side effect. The book is going to produce the side effects. Fireworks, sparklers, what might happen with fireworks? It might go up in the sky and make pretty colors and make a big boom. It might go off to the side and start a forest fire. Sorry, California friends. But we don't know. It's unexpected. It's sparkly. It's bright. It's scary. Even little kids, the first time holding that sparkler, for them, that's pretty real stuff. They're holding it in their hands. This thing is on fire and sparkling and has little sparkly lights and it's dark out and you don't know what it's going to do and you want to drop it because it's going to burn your hand. But you don't know. And you're not going to know until you do it. And you can read about writing a book as much as you want. You can read about painting a painting. You can read about making a CD or creating a song. You can go to lectures. You can hear about it from your friends. But until you do the deed, until you create on your own, and ideally you create something from nothing, then you're not allowed to talk about this. You're not allowed to join that exclusive club of creators, of those who make, those who create from nothing, create from scratch. They try. They fail. They try again. Then they persevere, and then they finish. Then we can talk. Episode 32, Repossible Podcast. This is very repossible. This is very looking at it from a different angle. This is what I like. This is what I'm after. This stuff is fun. It's got to be Thursday, starry night here in Holland. And cold. Spark, coming out next month. See you next week.